County leaders in New York say they're frustrated over delays by Governor Cuomo and the legislature to make major decisions about the state's multi-billion dollar budget gap. Karen DeWitt reports.
County governments say they are stretched thin because of the pandemic, with plummeting revenues to fund services and increased responsibilities to carry out coronavirus testing and other new tasks assigned by Governor Cuomo. Mark Molinaro is president of the New York State County Executives Association. He also ran for governor on the Republican ticket against Cuomo in 2018. Molinaro says most of the functions of county government fly under the radar screen until there's an emergency like COVID-19.
There is no flattening the curve without county governments. There are no test sites. There's no testing infrastructure. There's no lab coordination. There is no distribution of PPE without county governments.
Dr. Kevin Watkins, the head of the state's Association of County Health Officials, says local health departments are on the absolute front line for fighting the virus and need more help with new directives to oversee testing in schools in virus hotspots.
Our local health departments are short-staffed. We're working overtime, and we're being folded into this newest initiative without any proper support, any funding, or any guidance.
Cuomo has taken some measures to control spending, including temporarily holding back some state aid from localities and schools. But he says he doesn't want to make final decisions about the budget until he sees whether President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden wins on November 3rd and whether Democrats take over the U.S. Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.